There's certain parts of Brightmoor that's good, and there's certain parts that's bad.
It's a lot of abandoned houses on my street.
I think it's 4 and 1 that somebody's squatting in. I don't even know what that's about.
A house, abandoned house next to ours. Then, like, it's 4 houses, then across the street is an abandoned house.
It's not a good place to live. I don't feel like it's an excellent place to live, but, I mean, it's not the worst place to be.
I wouldn't raise my kids over there. I'm just saying.
I want my kids to have better than I had, right. So.
But then again, how we got raised, we still came out okay. We still not into all that stuff that they've been doing, you know what I'm saying? Other people, girls end up getting pregnant, having sex, smoking weed, you know. And then the boys just gangs all day.
For boys, I feel like it's harder because if you a boy, it's almost mandatory for you to be in a gang. Like, if you don't rep a gang, then it's like, and saying, what's wrong with you? And it's really pushed upon them. Like, it's not, like, something they just choose to do. If you grow up in a house on Brightmoor and you a boy, you are most likely to become a Crip, and that is the end of that. Like, that's it. You have a lot of good days, but most of the days is not so good if you're around that kind of stuff.
I think I carry on because I just think about the future. Like, I'm going to get out of here, you know, I'm going to leave, go wherever I need to go to college. Okay. Yeah.
Everything will get better eventually. I mean, you got to keep a positive mindset. That's how I learned. Just stay positive until it's over, and then you get to do whatever you want to do and be whoever you want to be. You don't have to think about it. That's it.